right, 4 o'clock. So here's the deal. I've got something for you guys, and it requires, hopefully, everyone's participation. If you're looking for Tiger Talk, we opened with it, Odyssey.com Rewind. If you want Lions, did that at 3. Trey Hendrickson's the latest news. He just let me set this up before any of you hyenas start to turn this into open mic night at the Laugh Factory. Now, what
I need to go get the megaphone?
Go ahead. I don't
care. All right, I'll be right back.
Okay. What I want to set up is this. I'm going to play a trailer for you. Sports television has never been better, okay? It really hasn't. And I watch sports television about sports I actually don't care about, and I'm still entertained. I'll give you an example. I'm not an F1 fan, but Drive to Survive on Netflix is fantastic. It's really, really engaging. You get access to a sport that it makes you look at the sport in a different light. They're starting five with the NBA. Rico and his damn megaphone. Are you kidding me? He's got a police siren on this thing. Go ahead. You done testing your police siren? You pain in the ass?
I don't know what that was.
You giant man baby? Now listen, work with me. Okay. Sports, and again, like right now, I'm watching something through HBO called Celtic City. No, you don't need to like the Celtics to appreciate history. 30 for 30, right? Sports TV. So Netflix had a world premiere yesterday. This is where this goes sideways. I need you guys to just listen to this. If you want the visual, you can go online and watch it. But they are doing their latest sports series by the same people who produced Drive to Survive, the F1 series, Full Swing or Full Send, whatever it is called, the PGA one. Netflix puts major dollars into their sports programming. It's kind of like the new 30 for 30.
Yeah, they do.
So it's not about whether I'm interested. I mean, bricked up to the exponent. This is exciting. They are about to debut on April 22nd. A new documentary series, Unfettered Access to the Sport of Horse Racing, called Race for the Crown. It's all about the Triple Crown. Now, I wish it wasn't the Triple Crown. I also wish they wouldn't have found some of the most annoying horse owners. I digress.
But doesn't that sell the whole thing?
That's why reality TV sucks. Look, I want to play this trailer. And you out there in listener land, I'm going to ask you the same thing I'm asking these three. If there's ever a time you're going to give my sport a chance, April 22nd, can you watch one episode? Can you do that for Uncle Mike? Please. So I want to, 60 seconds. David, you did a beautiful job editing. We couldn't play the full 2 minutes. That's ridiculous. David, play the trailer. All right, come on, man. Really?
That's what Kitty wanted me to
really?
Do.
Really?
That's what Kitty wanted me to do. I have the trailer.
Oh, here. All I asked was like.
You know what? I'm going home. I don't think we're going to drop that moment right there.
I'm today. Going to play the trailer. I am going to play the trailer.
Beautiful job setting up this very important trailer. And why would you do that, David?
I mean,
all right, here is the trailer.
He spent 6 minutes setting
that up. Here is the trailer, people. Here we go.
All right. Now listen. That excites me. The point I'm making is, will you on April 22nd, can I get you to watch one episode on Netflix? One. I don't like F1, but I love Drive to Survive. It's the principle of you don't need to love something to be open-minded to learn about it or be entertained by it.
Correct. You know what, Mike?
Can Metro Detroit just wrap its arms around horse racing one time in life? Please.
Yeah, I would love. Here's
April 22nd.
I will watch an episode because I actually, contrary to popular belief, I like when you give us the behind the scenes stories or this is what really happens. This, because we don't. most people like me, you only follow horse racing for the Kentucky Derby.
I know.
And you watch it go around the track. And you don't know how these horses got there. They just miraculously show up.
I'm
and
hopeful.
These are supposedly the best 12 horses in the world.
Well, it's 20. Don't let details get in the way. Here's the point.
20, 12.
I'm hopeful this
see,
series.
I'm trying right now.
I'm hopeful this series shows you how they get there. It begins in earnest in their two-year-old season. Okay, we're done. I want to throw the number out. I just need to know. And if Evan were here, I'd have him link the world premiere. But Evan is apparently setting up Doug and Scott's broadcast. I didn't realize it was 2005.
It was opening day tomorrow. So, but yes.
Is that Evan's job?
Hmm?
You know what? Let me leave it alone. That's not fair.
No.
I'm sorry.
Because I'm assuming it'll be kind of like quarterbacks and things where
yes.
you kind of see, okay, this is this horse racing team. And we follow this owner. And we follow this jockey. I'm assuming correctly. Yes.
Good enough. I'm not slowing you down. You're being honest.
I can't wait till they interview the horse.
Okay.
Stop it. But I will say this.
April 22nd. Can we get an hour of your time?
Yeah. When you
listen. I can't believe
this
guy keeps riding my back like this.
When you listen and watch this trailer and you hear that jockey say, I'd rather die on the horse than the die of boredom. That hooked me. So I'm going to at least give
That's
this a
Frankie
few episodes.
DeTore.
That got me because I'm like.
Guy ought to pay his taxes.
Guy's old, and he's like, you know what? I don't care. I'm just going to die on this horse.
No, DeTore's damn near 60.
I just, look,
everything we love about sports is in that sport. You just got to give it a shot. And the reason this could work, anyone I've ever brought around the game, they fall in love with it. Yeah. Because you get to show it to them in a way that is not available to us out here. I'm sorry, I'm not being disrespectful, but we don't have a thoroughbred racing industry out here.
Most people only follow horse racing for the Kentucky Derby.
Right.
And if you have a hot horse, then you follow with the Belmont and the Preakness.
F1, when you watch it on TV, it's a lot like what you talk about. You go, well, it's cars going in circles. What's the big deal? When you watch Drive to Survive and you get to see what goes into it, I have to tell you, it changed my perspective on F1 racing.
So, yeah, I would love it if they actually, like, featured somebody from, like, every element from an owner.
They are.
To a trainer.
The problem
to a
is.
Jockey.
They pick some owners in here, and I know who they are, and I'm just like, oh, God, I'm going to put.
I mean, it's got to be an element of entertainment.
Well, Mike Rapoli's the guy who funded St. John's Basketball.
Okay.
He's Tom Brady's business partner in No Bull. He created, Body Armor. He created Vitamin Water. He's also a petulant child and a big mouth. No one in horse racing can stand him.
Yeah, and they talk about the Twitter.
But you need a villain
in the promo.
Well, that's your villain. Then they got the eccentric. Listen, I can name all these, but it doesn't matter. Kenny, April 22nd, popper bread, beer. Can we get an hour? Now, I know I don't want to cut into your video games too much because that's 20 hours a day. Can it be 19 hours of video games, 1 hour of this, April 22nd?
See, to me, this sounds like. It sounds like a doc, but it also sounds like a dramatic TV show.
It is.
Like, I feel like that mixed with a sport element of it with horse racing.
Yes.
I'll watch it.
And
I'll
let's face it, April 22nd, the Wings won't be in the playoffs. You have time.
Oh, yeah, there's no shot of that.
Wow.
Yeah, Bob, so we can.
I'll give it. I'm
all right,
an
April
episode.
22nd, we're all going to watch this.
Yeah, I'll give it an episode.
All right, we'll do a little review session. I can't wait. And I say this in heavy quotations. Can't wait to hear what the ticket techs have to say.
David, I can't wait till they interview that horse. He's like smoking a cigarette like, I knew I was going to win this race.
How would they do that? They don't have thumbs.
They do in cartoons.
Okay. 248-539-9797.
And all I got was some flowers around my neck.
The only reason I brought it up is it's Netflix. It's major budget. They don't do anything cheap. And their sports programming has primarily been excellent. So... And by the way, you can hate the Celtics. Celtic City is unbelievable. Just from if you like history, the footage, the interviews.
See, that's the reason why, because I've never really liked the Celtics.
And that's okay.
It's just like, I don't want to watch anything about them.
Because there's a couple episodes that are heavily Lakers, where Jerry West talks about hating them, where they do firebomb the city of Boston for being racist. Like, there are just...
Wait, Boston's racist?
Crazy, I never knew. Huh. The point
I thought
is,
they were the next Atlanta.
If you're a basketball fan and a historian, the footage... Rico, they have things I've never seen. They have interviews with Red Auerbach, with Wilt Chamberlain, like young Wilt Chamberlain. They have... It's just really fascinating. And it's done in a major budget way. It's not cheap.
Okay.
So yeah.
See, you've sold me on that one too.
All right. Give it a watch.
I watch quarterbacks. That lost me.
Okay, you guys have gone, that's too involved. I'm telling you. In any minute, you're going to see Powers come out of his office. You have gone too far.
Wait, which is?
You missed it, and I'm not playing it again. Kenny's getting cute with the drop, and he's putting it in the team promos.
Gotcha.
And there's a deep drive to right, and then this goofball throws in. Hey, he's going to go really fast. All right, I've asked the question, because look, we're at a time now where I'd say 75% of the time, sports television shows are actually better than the games. And Netflix has done an unbelievable job. And of course, yesterday I almost fell over. Netflix did a world premiere and they had it on McAfee. It's called Race for the Crown. It's going to be from the same people who did Drive to Survive, the F1 thing. It's about horse racing. It ain't about me. I'll watch. I just asked these guys. I know I changed my perspective on F1 watching Drive to Survive. I just wonder if you can get the access and you can see my sport up close, will you at least April 22nd give it a watch? Everyone is.
See, the funny thing is, I wonder if you're going to like it because...
Oh, it'll probably upset me.
Because I think that it's going to... Because I think it's going to dumb it down for people who have nothing about horse racing, whereas you're going to know more and you're going to be like, wait, honestly, that's not that big of a deal.
What's going to bother me?
Talk about this. Talk about that.
Yeah, what'll bother me is you're going to get the charlatans and the people who seek the attention versus the people who have a real emotional connection to it. Like, I like storytelling. You know, like, that to me is the cool part. Like, no, not Tom Rinaldi, where we're just constantly making people cry or you're exploiting a sick kid. But
let me tell you about the day Big G did not get one winner.
Right. Here's an 8-year-old. By the way, he's about to die, but here's 30 minutes. And you're like, really? Like, it's going to bug me because a lot of reality TV, it gets trashy.
Mm-hmm.
And there are a couple people in here that remind me of that. But that's fine. David, ticket text. Did we get any?
Yes, we did.
Okay.
David in Trenton says, Mike, thanks for the horse racing show info. I've always wanted to get more into the sport, but don't know where to start. I am all in.
April 22nd, Netflix. And again, do you guys agree with what I said about sports television? I'd say 75% of the time it's better than games.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, I think they really up there. Like, 30 for 30 really set the bar, but then the Last Dance thing really set it over the edge where it's like, okay, now you're starting to really go behind the curtain.
But Netflix has a budget that makes ESPN look poor. And Netflix sports TV it's been really good, man.
And the fact that Netflix doesn't really, well, I guess now they doesn't say, they don't really have a tie to any sports, so they can be as honest as they want, but not anymore. So
if that changes.
You get quarterbacks, which was, here's Patrick Mahomes and his wife at the Apple Orchard.
Okay.
I absolutely love horse racing. My favorite racing is at Saratoga. The Derby, not in my top five. It's too many young horses, and winning requires more luck than most racing.
Yeah, it's a wholly unnatural race. With 20 horses, you know.
You don't normally get that?
12, max.
See, that's why I said 12.
Chill.
You attacked me. It's 20. Don't let facts get in the way.
I thought you were being rude again. I can't tell
you.
You
are so sensitive when it comes to horses.
I am protective of my sport. That's all. People
I can mention MSU. Burn the stadium down. Horses. Hey.
He's not wrong. Go ahead.
Someone says, Mike, I saw this trailer and I was crying. Finally, something around the ponies. I can't wait for this show.
What if in an alternate universe, Kenny gets cracked out on horse racing? Like, I mean, that is what I'm living for right now. All of a sudden, I walk in, he's not watching that stupid NHL Network with their dime store set. And I walk in and Kenny's watching FS1 America's Day at the Races. That's the world I want to live in.
Mike, I was driving with a couple of buddies down to Keeneland this weekend, but due to weather, they canceled.
Monday and Tuesday
but
now.
I love horse racing, and I will be watching the horse racing doc 100%.
Yeah, it's going to be a series. I'm just excited to see it. Netflix does a really good job, and it's the best shot I'll ever have of getting you hyenas to learn a thing.
Will it be shot in 4K or the standard def that I've seen some of these races broadcast in?
This is going to be, okay, you know what?
Tell me I'm lying.
You're not.
Okay.
You're not. Listen, We have some problems.
Talk about my dime store set. Look at you.
Like, turn his microphone off.
I'm like, can't we get this thing at least in HD? No, this is the only channel.
Short circuit him. Let's go to Kurt 97.1. Kurt, what's going on?
Hey, what's going on, fellas? How you guys doing today? Good. Busy, you having me on?
Yes, sir. What's up?
Hey, yeah, no, I had never heard about this documentary, so I appreciate you bringing that to my attention. I'm really looking forward to it. I heard you talking about it a little bit, and, you know, I was actually down in Arkansas this past weekend, or maybe it wasn't, I'm getting lost of time, but for Arkansas Derby, nonetheless.
Yes.
And, man, let me tell you, thoroughbred racing is something special. I don't know if you've ever had the opportunity to go down to Oaklawn, but I know that in some past shows you've been talking about how expensive it's gotten to get to the Derby.
Yeah.
Down Churchill Downs and over Saratoga, everywhere pretty much. But yeah, you go down to Oakland, man, let me tell you, it's free. Everything, the whole event is free. You just walk in. You got a great casino there to hang out, do your thing. And it was the first time that I was able to go see a thoroughbred. It was pretty much just kickstarting me to get into the sport.
Yeah, and you're nailing it, Kurt. Is anyone who actually gives the game a day, gives it a chance, and you show someone a real track. Oaklawn has an incredibly rich tradition. They are passionate horse people, the whole community. Kurt, if you bring somebody to the right spot, they're hooked for a lifetime. You know, I mean, I was at the Florida Derby last weekend and brought some, you know, someone new was there and they are like, how do I do more of this? And I'm like, well, you just got to go to the right spots. No, Kurt, it's a great sport.
It's an awesome sport, man, and, you know, you go down there, yeah, like you said, everybody's, like, super into it around Hot Springs, and, you know, we took an Uber ride over to Oaklawn, and it was actually an ex-jockey who was driving us, so he was kind of giving me some pointers into some of the bets that you had to lay down and some of the favorites. Obviously, you know, you got, like, Bob Baffert's horse going.
Yep.
But,
no, it's great.
And a few other, like, well-known trainers, but... Yeah, you dig into it, you kind of peel back the layers of it, see the history, it's pretty cool. Especially, like, the two horses that are going to be running at the Kentucky Derby here, too, so...
Yeah, I mean, like, when you're at a win and you're in day, and you see Sandman go do his thing, like, yeah, like, that. Okay, now I know what that horse is, and I see him in the Derby. Like, even if you're new to the game, and you just watch, and you're like, oh, okay, well, I know I'll see that horse the weekend of the, you know, first weekend in May. Show itself is going to do what happened for Kirk here. It's going to happen. You'll get to see cool places. It's just different. And it's like, it'll give you a shot. So watch it. What else do we have to watch? It'll be Pistons or it'll be,
you know,
Race for the Crown.
If this goes well, I need Big G and Race for the Crown too.
No.
Follow him around.
You don't know.
I do.
There's a dark cloud with rain emanating from it over his head.
That's what I need.
Well, what I need, and I just thought about it, because this is last season. So, yeah, now are they going to show us that they have the Japanese horse, right? In the
Forever Young?
Yeah. I want to see that process and going into all of that.
Here's that process. It's called money. There's your process.
So does the Japanese horse need an interpreter?
Okay. You know, I'm so glad we're done.